Blog Talk Radio.
Our call-in number tonight, if you're not listening by telephone tonight,
and you're listening by the internet or from if you're listening from Facebook tonight or Instagram, our number is 917-889-7893. That's 917-889-7893. If you're listening to us from a different country and you can't call in tonight, and you're listening to us by internet on Block Talk Radio, you can write to us. So if you have a prayer request or a question, you can write to us at Gypsy, G-Y-P-S-Y, Gypsy Radio, the number one, at yahoo.com. That's Gypsy Radio, the number one, at yahoo.com. Tonight, invite a friend, family members tonight to listen to us. If you want to listen to us by a computer with your family members tonight, you can. If you go to Blog Talk Radio, that's B-L-O-G-T-A-L-K radio.com, and type in Gypsies, G-Y-P-S-Y-S, Gypsies for Jesus Radio, and you can hear us live. That's every Saturday, 11 p.m. East Coast time, 10 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock on the West Coast. Amen. Well, tonight, Brother Gus, first of all, we have a prayer request that came to us by Facebook tonight from Brother Ernest Smith for his wife tonight. I know they're listening in tonight from a hospital room tonight. His wife, Veronica Smith, is in the hospital. We don't know what the situation is, but we know that God is there with them. They need to hear this word from what our brother said out there. Left me a text there, and I'd like to lift her up in prayer tonight. So let's agree for our sister Veronica. Let's agree for our brother Ernest out there. Father God, we come to you tonight, Father God. We lift up our sister before you, Father God. We ask tonight, Father God, whatever the situation is, Father God, we know that you're the healer, Father God. Tonight, Father God, we ask that you touch her by the power of the Holy Spirit, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
Take away these symptoms, Father God. Heal her completely, Father God. Let this test be a testimony unto you. I know our sister and our brother will give this testimony, Father God. I ask that you put peace upon them, comfort them tonight, knowing that you're the healer. Father God, bless her and heal her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. By the power of the Holy Spirit, we pray in the name of Jesus, and we say amen and amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Tonight, if you have a prayer request, we have a few minutes before we go into the Word tonight. Call in tonight. Area code 917-889-7893. That's 917-889-7893. If you're a call-in listener, just hit 1 on your keypad, and we'll lift you up in prayer. Amen. God bless you tonight. Well, Brother Gus, tonight I know we have a blessed topic tonight. It's called Why All the Problems. And I
Very
know that the Holy Spirit, amen, I know that the Holy Spirit has a word for us tonight that's going to bless us. It's a need that we all have. I believe that every listener tonight, including myself, has some type of problem, or going through some type of problem, or have been through some type of problem. And like I said earlier, it could be a spiritual problem. It could be a physical problem, a mental problem, even a financial problem, whatever it might be. But we're going to start, I believe, at the root of the problem, and we're going to look at the solution to the problem. Amen? And
amen. That's what our topic is tonight.
Amen. Amen, my brother. And I know that, like I said, I know that I need to hear this word. And I know that you do, and I know the listeners do tonight. So without further ado, if you don't mind, if I would pray for you, my brother, as you open up this topic tonight, and we can start, if that's okay with you. Amen?
I'm ready. Go ahead.
Okay, my brother. God bless you. Let us pray. Let us agree tonight. Father God, we thank you, our Heavenly Father, for who you are, Father God, for your great love for us. Father God, tonight, Father God, I lift up my brother Gus, myself, each and every listener, Father God. Father God, no one here is above anyone, Father God. We're all in this together, Father God. each and every one of us have a need, a problem, Father God. And we come before you, Father God, for the answer. Father God, tonight lead us, guide us, and direct us, Father God. Father God, tonight let every word be uttered from you and the Holy Spirit and not a single word from our flesh. Father God, tonight bless the listeners, Father God, each and every one of us, Father God. Open up our understanding, our spiritual eyes, ears, our hearts, minds, souls, spirits to receive your word tonight. Let there not be any hindrances, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, and we love you. We praise you tonight. We worship you. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' holy, precious name. And we say amen and amen.
Amen.
Brother Gus, the mic is yours right now. God bless you.
Well, Brother John called me probably 3 days ago. I think it was probably Wednesday or Thursday. And we talk just about every day about, you know, what we might want to study or a topic for a particular Saturday night or Sunday night like we're doing tonight. And he came up with the topic of why do Christians, why do they suffer or go through such difficult times or trials or temptations? And I thought it was very good because I go through this often, you know. Our spiritual walk is not one without hindrance. Hindrance does come. Temptation does come. Jesus says, take heart because I've overcome the world. And we'll get to that in Scripture in a little bit. So that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. If there's any particular thing that you're going through as we're reading, as we're discussing tonight, me and Brother John, this topic, by all means, call in. That's what the radio station's for. That's why he gives the telephone number out that you can call. And the Bible says if you confess your sins to one another, you will be forgiven. Now, it's confessing that in your heart and also to one another to get it off your chest. Not that we can do anything for one another as far as forgiving sins. Helps confessing that to God when you talk to somebody about it. Because somebody can say, Brother John could say to me, oh, Gus, you struggle with that problem? I know somebody that struggles with that. Or he might say, I'm struggling with that too. And it just helps me come to the Lord with it. Because here's the thing, why God wants us to go to one another. Because the word says, confess your sins to one another. Here's the root of that. When we're isolated and we're alone, Oduzmano, the devil, the tempter, he tells you, you can't go to a holy God. He's too great and almighty for you to go. You're too bad for church, you're too bad, so don't confess. Just continue in it. And Oduzmano will kind of give us little tastes of the world and say, well, this is good, you don't need God. This is fine where you're at, you don't need to go any further. And what he then wants to do is isolate us. But God doesn't want to do that. He wants to insulate us with his Holy Spirit. That's why me and Brother John stay in contact through text, through phone, with prayer. And that's what we're doing tonight. And we're inviting you guys to do that as well. Now, at the same time, we're not saying to call in and say your problem, but to call in and say, I need prayer. And you can keep it, you know, personal between you and God. Important that we do come to God. That's the main thing. And if it's after the radio station, during the radio station, listen, we have people that listen all over the world on the Namso, on the Wusia. We have people in France. We have people in all different countries, nations, tongues, and languages. That's why God has given us this, so we can reach out to the uttermost parts of the world. And that's what we want to do.
Amen.
So if there's anything on your hearts, call in for prayer. We'll open up the lines for prayer. Brother John has given the telephone number out. John, I think it's such a great topic. Why why do we suffer, go through such hard times as Christians? I think it just I think it'd be a good topic tonight to open up and take some calls later on.
Amen. Amen, my brother.
Tonight we're going to be going from the text in Genesis 3, verse 6, the fall of man. That's where the root of this started. So if we can get to the root of the problem, we could uproot that. We can give it to Jesus. We could bring it to the throne of grace, like Peter says. And that's where we find forgiveness of sins. We could be washed in the word, as Paul says. We could be cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. We can be justified, sanctified, and saved. And the word of God is living and sharper than any two-edged sword. And that's why we stick with the text. We're going to read, and you're going to know from what we're reading. So later on, the live broadcast stations are recorded. So if you hear something later on, you can just, you know, and you want to hear it again, or you want to hear where that came from, you can just listen to the recording, go back to the scripture, go back to the text, and hear it again. So we're going to start from Genesis chapter 3, verse 6. And we're going to get to the root of the problem here. What was the topic? Can you say that again, Brother John?
Yes. Why all the problems is the topic.
Why all the problems?
Why do we have? Yes. Amen.
Okay, with that being said, Genesis 3, 6. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate, and she also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loincloths. So right away, Lajab set in, fear set in, and they knew that they were naked. Before, there was no thought of that, because there was nothing to be ashamed from, because there was not sin. That was not a shameful thing before the fall. That's how God made them. And there was nothing embarrassing or Lajab about it. But as soon as they ate of that, now, let's remember that this is way before the Ten Commandments. This was a command from God's mouth himself. Thou shalt not eat of the tree. For in the day that you eat of it, you will surely die. Now they ate. So this is where it all sets in. It was the fall of man back in Genesis 3:6. Before that, it says that Adam walked with God in the cool of the day. God brought all the animals to him. He named them. And life was just beautiful. Life was great. And then before you know it, Eve seen this tree. She desired the fruit. She thought it could make her more wise. There was no reason for that. God made them a perfect creation. She ate. The fall, and then we've seen the suffering, and then we'll go later on and we'll see that, and we'll see how that affects us today, because these stories are written for our encouragement, for our learning. That's what Paul says.
Amen.
Because,
amen,
because you have done this, this is Genesis 3:14. The Lord said to the serpent, because you have done this, cursed are you above livestock and above the beast of the field, and on your belly you shall go, and thus you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. And to the woman he said, I will surely multiply your pain in childbearing. In pain you shall bring forth children, your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over you. Now to Adam, verse 17, he says, And to Adam he said, because you have listened to the voice of your wife and have eaten of the tree of which I commanded you, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. Now I'm going to repeat that. God didn't curse Adam. Okay? The fall came because they disobeyed. And it wasn't a curse on man. It was a curse on the ground. That's why we work today. Cursed is the ground because of you. In pain you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat of the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread, till you return to the ground. For out of it you were taken, for dust, for you are dust, and dust you shall return. Okay, so now we have the whole context of the scripture. Why all the heartaches? Why all the suffering? And we're Christians. We're sons and daughters of a living king. But yet we suffer. Yet we have financial problems. We have problems with our children, with our husbands, with our wives. Brother John, what do you think about that?
Amen. Amen. I just want to share with the listeners about this. This topic tonight. Like I said, a few weeks ago back, was going through some problems, and I often hear some people and this, you know, they say, why am I going through this? And it including myself, I put myself in this. This one day I woke up and I'm just saying, why am I going through this? Why is my family going through this? What's going on here? And the Holy Spirit ministered to my heart and said, disobedience. And it brought to my remembrance, which you just read, the garden. It started back in the garden. See, something happened there. When disobedience came, well, what is disobedience? Sin.
Mm-hmm.
When we disobey God, we open up the door and we give authority to the enemy. That's what happened to Adam and Eve. That's why God said,
that's good. Be cool. That's very good.
Because, you know, what he's telling them, you gave authority to the enemy now. And now you will work by the sweat of your brow. All these things are going to happen. And
yeah, gave him a foothold.
Yes, gave him a foothold. And a lot of times in our life, you know, I don't want to give the devil too much credit here, okay? Because a lot of things that we do of ourselves because of free will that
yeah.
God has given us.
Yeah.
And yeah. And the thing about it is that we give authority to the enemy. We open up and give him a foothold, just like a thief. If, you know, if a thief is pounding at your door and you unlock it and kind of crack the door open, well, what's he going to do? He's going to push his way right in to your home.
That's
and he's
right.
going to invade. He's going to invade your home and start to destroy things in your house, including, you know, your life is at stake here. And now you're in a battle with a thief. You don't know if he's a murderer, whatever the Bible tells us something. I know that most believers out there know the scripture, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus says, but I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly.
Amen.
The reason that Jesus came here, we're going to start to give him a little bit of the solution. He said that he might destroy the works of the enemy.
The enemy.
So I just want to share that with the listeners, but go ahead, Brother Gus, as you're sharing out there, and let the Holy Spirit lead it. Amen?
Amen. Well, listeners, I think Brother John kind of hit that direct nail on the head, that we give the enemy a foothold. And, you know, we don't have to give him a lot, right, Brother John? All we got to do is give him that little bit, like he said. All you got to do is crack the door open.
Yes.
And when
you know,
we do that, we don't... Go ahead.
just to share, I don't want to take away from the word. You know, it could be a little thing. You see, you know what? It's only one lie. It's only one night. It's only one, you know, one drink, one pill, whatever it might be. And that's all it takes. See, that's all it takes, because it becomes a bigger lie. It becomes a stronger pill. It becomes bigger and bigger. And the enemy is just laughing at us, because you know why? He knows we have power over him, and we're not taking advantage of what God has given us. And we'll go into that in just a few minutes. So I'm going to let Brother Gus just share that. And we say, you know what? Why is this happening to me? Why is my life being destroyed here? My finances, there's no peace in my home, and there's no love, and there's hatred, and there's bitterness and anger and so forth. I think that everybody out here can relate to that. Whatever it might be, why is my health so bad and so forth? And because we give authority, again, I want to say that, we give authority to the enemy, okay? So go ahead, Brother Gus, I'm sorry about that.
I think that's exactly right. I think it's time as Christians and sons and daughters of the true living King that we take that authority back. What do you think, Brother John?
Amen. Amen. We're going to show that.
He's done enough damage. We will. I think he's done enough damage to our children, to our marriages, to our finances, to our health.
That's right. That's right.
You know, tonight, if you're struggling with any one of these things, or maybe you're struggling with something we failed to mention, and all of these things are a result of the fall. You know, we're not kind of aiming it to one particular person. Well, you did this, and that's why that's happening. No. I mean, Romans says, "For we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God." Mainly, what we're trying to talk about is, why do we suffer if we're saved? There you go. Why do we suffer? If we're saved, we shouldn't be drowning. If we're saved, we should be above water. That brings me to point number two. John, you remember Peter walking on water?
Yes.
Okay, so yes. Explain to our listeners that little story, and then we'll dig deeper into it. Explain to them, you know, him walking on water and Jesus, and then we'll get in a little bit deeper.
Amen. As we know, Peter was out in the boat, and he heard Jesus call him, and he said, "Peter, come forth." And Peter stepped out of the boat. He stepped out of his comfort zone, and he was walking towards the Lord. And he was walking on water.
That's right.
And then he looked at the circumstance that he's walking on water, and he's probably thinking in his mind, like any other human being, I'm not able to do this. And he started focusing on the water, and he took his eyes off the Lord, and he started drowning. And the Lord,
that's exactly right,
grabbed a hold of him and picked him up out of the water. Okay? He took his eyes off of the Lord. And I have to say this. Jesus told each apostle when he met them, "Follow me. Follow me." It's a very important key to this topic tonight. Remember, Jesus said, "Follow me." He didn't say, "Follow my pastor, your pastor." He didn't say, "Follow your deacon, follow your best friend who's very spiritual." He said, "Follow me." Amen? So
yeah.
we need to take our eyes off our circumstance, no matter where we're at, no matter what we're going through in life. Take your eyes off the problem and keep our eyes on the prize, which is Jesus. Amen?
Yeah.
Number one.
So,
amen. God bless you guys.
So, very good. Thanks, Brother John. what Brother John basically was saying there is that the waves and the water represented all the trials and all the worries in life. And Jesus walking to them on the water, it says Jesus walked on water. It's giving us a spiritual truth there. And if we can just see with our spiritual eyes and open up our hearts, what Jesus was trying to convey to the disciples and to us today through that passage that Brother John was just talking about, is that he's above the storms, he's above the trials, he's above the waves and the storms. So if we keep our eyes focused on Jesus, like Brother John was just talking about, yeah, those trials and temptations, they're going to come. Jesus did not say if they come. He says when they come. So you better believe they're going to come. And it's not that we may be doing anything for them to come. That's just the way the system of the world is. It's corrupted. It's hard to get a fair justice today. You see father against son, daughter against mother. So that's just the world in itself. So if you're feeling or you're going through certain things, don't condemn yourself. Say, Lord, I know I'm set free. Help me rise above the waters. Bring me out of the storm. And that's what happened when he put his eyes on Jesus. He was walking over his problems. So if you guys will turn with me and Brother John to the book of James, chapter 1. James, the half-brother of Jesus, he writes a short epistle, and he talks about trials and about things that we're going through today, because they went through them then too, so he wrote about it. So go to the book of James, chapter 1, and look what it says here. Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect. Okay, so that's key there. When you go through something, to let it continue to go through, that when you're standing firm on the rock, no matter what, your faith will grow strong. But if you waver and if you doubt, what happened to Peter? He started to sink. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. And then verse 5 is very beautiful. It says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives generously. That's why we simply pray a simple prayer. Lord, give us wisdom and let the Holy Spirit lead, teach the people so that we can convey what we're trying to explain to the people, that they may grow in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Because I'll say that I go through trials and temptations. I go through struggles, financial problems. I go through family problems. We're human. Just because we are now sons and daughters of a true living King, Jesus, that doesn't mean we're not going to go through anything. But what it does mean is now we have the faith and the assurance to get through them. John,
that's right.
I want to go ahead and read through that passage from Luke. So John's going to read a scripture to kind of back up what we're talking about, that we're going to go through this, but we're going to get through it. Go ahead, brother.
Amen. Amen. As we've seen, as we talked about Genesis, that man, because of disobedience, gave authority and gave power to Satan. Okay. And Jesus told the apostles this, and it goes to all believers. He says in Luke chapter 10, verse 19, he says, behold, the word behold means like we say in Romanes, we say digakana, okay, to have the insight. Look at this. He says, behold, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all, say it out loud, over all the power of the
all. Amen.
Amen. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. See, Jesus gave us authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. So when we sit there and think in our minds and think in our minds that we're just some little puny nobodies who can't do anything about the situation we're in, that's a pure lie of the devil.
Yep.
See, the devil can only put thoughts in our mind, but he can't read our heart. What we need to do is just what Jesus did when he was tempted after he fasted. We need to quote scripture back to the enemy, because we have the power of the Holy Spirit in us. The Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is in
That's
us.
It.
Jesus died on the cross, but he rose. He's still alive. He's still performing miracles. He still heals. He still delivers. He still sets free. He still blesses man today. He still speaks to man today. And we have to get that into our minds, our heart, our spirit, and let it sink in who we are in Christ, because we're joint heirs, the Bible says, with Jesus
Good.
Christ.
Good.
If we're joint heirs, that means, you know what? Whatever God has given Jesus, we receive the same thing. Jesus said, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Power in the Greek means dunamis. The Greek word is dunamis, which means dynamite.
Amen.
You will receive dynamite when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. See, God doesn't want us sick. He doesn't want us struggling financially. He doesn't want us to be oppressed and depressed. He wants us blessed. He wants us blessed. He wants us. The Bible says he did not give us the spirit of fear, but of what? Power of dynamite.
Power.
Again, I'll repeat it.
Sign. Yeah, that's right.
Power, love, and a sound mind. He's mm-hmm. given us power over all the enemy. That,
well,
that doesn't
Brother
mean
John,
just
you are. You're blessing me tonight. Very good word. Very good scripture. And a very good topic that you opened up with. Very good. You're blessing me tonight. I want to share that with you.
Praise God. And I'd just like to share with the listeners just something real quick. Jesus says, talk to believers here. He says, ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone who asks will receive. We have to take God's word. These are, you know what, if these were the words of John Dimitro, you know, you could hang up here, you know, turn up your computers and your telephones. But this is the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. We as believers have this power to overcome our circumstance. And see, because God is a living God, his word is the living word. We know that his word is true. And the devil is what? The accuser
of the brethren.
Of the sinners? No. The brethren.
No.
The sisters.
Of the brethren.
Yeah, the brothers and sisters, the believers. You know what? He's already got the world, so he doesn't have to accuse them. But look at what he does. He draws accusations and accuses them and says, see, you're nobody. You're nobody. God doesn't love you. God doesn't hear your prayers. See, he's the father of all lies. And that's his battle. That's what he shoots at us. And, you know, I'm including myself here. I'm not just preaching to the choir here. God is preaching to me tonight. He's preaching to me because we all need to hear this. It's time that we stand up and fight because we are what? children of the King. We are warriors. We're in the army of the Lord. A lot of times when we got saved, we thought we were going on a cruise ship, but we were getting on a battleship. We're in a war, and we're fighting against Satan and his demons, and we have power over them. And so I just want to share that with the listeners tonight. God bless you.
The Holy Spirit is speaking through you tonight, Brother John. I'm telling you, I'm getting blessed by you.
Praise God. Praise God. I'll tell you what, Brother Gus, these are the Lord's words, and you know, and I need to hear them too. The Holy Spirit's ministering to my heart tonight. You know, we have to look. The Bible says, 1 Peter, I believe it's 5:7, tells us, cast all your cares upon Him because He cares for us. And Jesus told us, you know, and just for some people who might be not feeling well tonight, or you have a loved one that's sick, and you think, well, God, you know, God put that sickness on the person. Well, that's a lie from the devil. I'll tell you what, Jesus was out there healing. He said He healed all those who came to Him.
Who came.
The thing about it is God will not go against Himself. So He can't make someone sick and then heal them. Okay.
Right.
The devil brings sicknesses and disease, and he brings poverty and troubles and depression and oppression. God brings blessings. God brings healing. His name is Jehovah Rapha.
Amen.
His name is Jehovah Jireh, our provider.
Our provider.
He has many names. But
you gave us that passage from, what was it, 1 Peter 1:5, you said? Cast all your fears.
1 Peter 5:7, I believe. Cast all your cares upon Him because He cares.
Okay. Well, my translation says, and I like it, it says, cast all your anxieties. And I have anxieties. You know, I don't constantly have anxiety, but it settles in on me, you know, as a father, as a husband, as a one that needs to provide for the family. And I pretend and I say I'm not worried, but inside, sometimes I am worried. Sometimes I am full of anxiety. And God says that we can go to Him and we can do exactly what you said. We can cast that on Him. He says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Amen.
So,
amen.
Romans has a very good passage that will go with our topic for tonight. And it's, if you guys want to turn with us, I'll give you guys a little time to get there. And that way you could mark or underline your Bible. Romans chapter 5, New Testament. Romans chapter 5. And we want to welcome you guys again. Salihom, all of our American friends too, les gagés, that are listening overseas, whether you are in Germany, France, Russia, Poland, Sweden. Brother John has been telling me that he's just been getting all these followers on Facebook, and you guys are enjoying the radio station. And glory be to God that the Lord would minister to us to continue to come out week after week and share with you these biblical truths. Romans chapter 5, verse 1 says, therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 2, through Him we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice. Look at the words, grace, faith, hope, in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. More than that, we rejoice in our suffering, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame. Or another translation says, hope does not disappoint. Because God's love, here comes the answer, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. So I want to go back to what Brother John said about 15, 20 minutes ago in the program. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in you and me today. And that's the same spirit that we're breathing today. That's the Holy Spirit he puts inside of us that gives us life. If you're listening to the radio, you was drawn to the radio tonight. You wanted to come because there was something that you needed to hear. And through the power of the Holy Spirit, your breakthrough will come through tonight. Or maybe it'll take some time as your walk gets stronger with the Lord. Because I'll tell you, it didn't happen overnight with me. So I'll share a little testimony with you guys. When God called me, I was all messed up. Thank the Lord, he's brought me baby steps. He fed me baby food. He didn't lead me from like a little bit of water into the deep end of the pool. He brought me little by little. He brought me to a church. And from that church, he brought me into being one of the workers or one of the ushers in church. That brought me to having men's Bible study groups, to leading groups, to radio stations, to where I'm at. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, that may be leaps and bounds even more and more, however the Lord sees fit. And same thing for you. Right now you might be thinking, well, I'm too far gone, I'm too deep in, I know I'm saved, but I sure don't feel it, Gus. Brother John, I don't feel like I'm saved. There's too much going on. I have this addiction or God knows, and you know, I'll just deal with it my own way. Jesus says, I am the way. I am the truth.
That's right.
I am the way. I am the way. Those are definite articles. Those are not debatable. There is no way around the straightforward speech that Jesus gave. It's only that way, one way. And when we come to Christ, we confess our sins and let us be washed in the blood, cleansed in the word, be sanctified, justified by faith. So basically what Paul was saying is those who are justified by faith have an unshakable hope. Now, do you remember, Brother John, I was talking about last week about where do Christians draw their strength from?
Well, yes.
They draw it from the Holy Spirit. They can go to the Word. They can go to a brother in the Lord, a sister. They can go to their wife that's Christian, or the wife can go to her husband. Or a coworker, you know, can go to their boss that's Christian. But people that are not of faith, not a Christian, not a believer, have the Holy Spirit, where do they draw their hope? They have none. They're lost.
That's
that hope, that assurance that Paul's talking about in Romans, that's gone.
That's right.
You know where they draw it? Another bottle, another pill,
that's right.
Bad TV program. Right, Brother John?
That's right. I like to share something with the listeners because we're kind of running short on time here, and I like to share something here. I'm going to give you some basic instructions here, and it includes myself here too. The Bible says, draw close to me, and I will draw close to you. Draw close to God tonight.
Good word.
Draw close to God tonight. Rededicate your life tonight to the Lord. Ask the Lord to give you strength to overcome your weaknesses, whatever it might be. You know, sometimes it says, you know, I just told one dirty joke, but, you know, at least 10 dirty jokes. It might be watching something that's pleasing to God on the internet or television. We need to clean up our act. So let's draw close to God. The Bible says to have a heart for God. King David had a heart for the Lord. The Bible tells us in I believe it's First Chronicles, it tells us the eyes of the Lord through the whole world for the perfect heart towards him. We know that our flesh is never going to be perfect. but we can have a perfect heart towards God tonight. So give your heart tonight to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And here's one thing I've learned in after being 35 years in Christianity, is I've learned to pray. I've learned to get on my knees, on my face, before the Lord, humble myself. You know, at first, and I shared this with you personally, Gus, and I want to share with the listeners, at first, it wasn't too comfortable. You know, you get a little older,
yeah,
and the knees crack, the back hurts, and all this. And I want to share with, you know, the ladies out there, you know, God bless you, because I know that you're prayer warriors. Like I shared before, some of you ladies out there can pray the whole night through. Us men, we pray for 15 minutes. We think we've done something spectacular.
Yeah.
But, you know,
yeah,
you're praying, ladies, mothers, and wives, and so forth. God bless you. God bless your heart. You know, you're prayer warriors, and keep it going. But you know what? The thing is that I've found that it becomes easier and easier. I look forward to getting on my knees now. I look forward to getting on my face before the Lord. And this is not a thing that I'm saying up to puff up my flesh and say how great I am and how much I pray. No. You know what? I found out because, you know what? Prayer works. You know, aspirin works. It gets rid of a headache. You know, it's got a reason. It's here.
Mm-hmm.
You know what?
Mm-hmm.
Prayer works. The Bible tells us pray. Pray without ceasing.
Yeah.
Some of the things I want to share with the listeners out there. Like I said, we're running short on time. Rededicate your life to the Lord tonight. And he says, if you ask, John 14:14 says, ask anything in my name and I will do it. Right before that, verse 13 says, ask anything in my name so that my Father may be glorified in the Son. And he says, again, ask anything in my name and I will do it, period.
Amen.
So ask anything tonight from the Lord. You know what? He's not deaf. The Bible tells us, how many times it tells us in the Bible that he inclines his ear to us. He listens to each and every prayer.
That's a beautiful,
you know what,
verse.
So think about it. We have a loving God who inclines his ear. He comes from the throne, on the throne, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. He inclines our ears to me, John Dimitro, to you, Gus, to the listeners out there. You know what? Maybe you never met me. But you know what? And that's fine. But if you never met Jesus, you need to meet him. You know what? If you need a Savior tonight, I'm going to ask the listeners out there, I don't care what country you're from, we love you.
Yeah.
Most of all, Jesus loves you. He died for you. If you're going through trials, tribulations, and you're feeling far from God, you think that God's up in heaven, and you're down here, and, you know, that's his job, and that I guess this is my job just to suffer up down here. Well, the Bible, like Gus said, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. To the woman, I'm going to say, Woso Chachimos.
Yeah.
Woso Odayo tonight. Tonight, you could say a simple prayer, but mean it in your heart, and you could become born again and have eternal life. Your life can turn around tonight. Say this prayer with us tonight. I'm going to ask Brother Gus to lead in what we call the believer's prayer, because you have to be a believer in Jesus to say this prayer. And you could receive this Lord and Savior tonight, and you could become born again. Brother Gus, God bless you. Would you pray tonight? And then we're going to pray for all the listeners out there also tonight, whatever your need is. Okay, so stay with us. Don't leave us. God bless you, Gus.
Well, I'll tell you guys, Brother John is just ministering. He's just preaching it tonight. Good job, Brother John. Great
God
word.
Bless you.
So, you know, basically, like Brother John was saying, just Romans 10:9 says, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord and Savior, you will be saved. So, simply, Lord God, I admit I'm a sinner, and I need your forgiveness. I believe that you died and on the cross and took my place, paying for my sins. I'm willing now to accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. I commit myself to you. I ask that you send the Holy Spirit into my life. Control me. Help me. I thank you, Father, for all that you do and all that you're continuing to do. If you said that and you want Jesus into your heart, he heard that prayer. Even if it was one person alone in your living room, dining room, bedroom tonight, Jesus hears, like Brother John said, he comes down from the throne of heaven and he dwells with us wherever we're at. If we're already working in church and you said a prayer, well, he hears that too. But even if you've fallen short and you've been away and you're chasado, like the prodigal son, and you don't know where you're at, God knows where you're at, and he's calling you home. He's calling you back in a relationship with him. So I want to turn it back over to Brother John. Thank you. It's been a wonderful and a fast 60 minutes. So I'm going to turn it back over to Brother John.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Gus. God bless you. Good word tonight, and I'd like to pray.
God bless
tonight.
You. You ministered tonight. Fabulous. Fabulous.
Glory
John.
To God. That's all. It's all about the Lord, Brother Gus, and never about me, Brother. Never, never. I would never
well,
let that happen.
I just wanted
happen.
To encourage you. Yeah, great job.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you for that. I love you, my brother. And you know what? I like to pray for some people out there tonight. I know that you're struggling. A lot of us are struggling out there. It might be financially. It might be physically. And whatever it might be, let's give it to the Lord tonight. Let's sincerely, with all my heart, we're going to pray. And let's agree. Believers out there that are listening, let's agree with our brothers and sisters out there. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I lift up each and every person that needs a blessing, a healing,
hallelujah.
A miracle, Father God, I know that you're not devil. You're not devil.
Hallelujah.
So our cries for
thank
help.
You, Lord.
Father
yes,
God,
Lord. We lift up
tonight,
the name,
heal the sick, Father God.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Father God, those that are hurting, heal the brokenhearted tonight, Father God.
Yes, we lift them
heal
to you, Lord.
Heal those tonight, Father God, that are in pain.
Draw
Father
them
God,
to you, Lord.
We got a good, who got a bad report, Father God. We come against cancer. We come against heart disease and diabetes and high blood pressure, Father God. We come against nerve problems, Father God. We come against discouragement, Father God. Father God, we come against financial lack, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Tonight, Father God, heal the sick, Father God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Put peace on their hearts. Yes. Give them that one touch that they need tonight. Father God, tonight to those who need a financial miracle blessing, Father God, open up the floodgates of heaven and pour out a blessing that they can't contain, Father God. Tonight, Father God, those who need peace, Father God, you said, my peace I give unto you, not as the world gives. Father God, give them peace that passes all understanding, Father God. Comfort those, Father God, that are going through things in their mind, Father God. We rebuke Satan, and we bind them, and we cast them out. Devil, take your hands off of God's property in the name of Jesus. We take authority over you by the word of God that says we have authority over you by the power of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. And we say amen and amen.
Brother John, a quick prayer for a little boy that's here in the hospital. People text me and they wanted some prayer. I don't have any names, but there's a little boy in the hospital.
Yes, let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up this young boy tonight before you, Father God. Father God, tonight we ask for a complete miracle healing for him, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
We ask that you touch him right now as we extend our hands, Father God, in faith, Father God, believing that you're the healer. Father God,
hallelujah.
Tonight let this be a testimony unto you. Put peace upon him, his family
yes,
tonight, his relatives, his friends, Father God, knowing that you're the healer tonight. We're going to thank you
hallelujah,
for the good
yes,
report
Father.
And the praise report we're going to hear.
Yes, Lord.
From the Bay Area, on this little child, his name will be known, Father God, throughout the country, throughout the world. We thank you, Father God, for his healing tonight in the name of Jesus. And we say amen and amen. Listeners, we want to thank you. We want to invite you next Saturday night.
Yes.
At 11 o'clock Eastern Time, 10 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock on the West Coast. We want to say we love you. Write to us at gypsyradio1@yahoo.com. Let us know you're listening to us. Leave us a message on Facebook. We want to say we love yous. God bless yous. And good night from Gypsies for Jesus Radio. Good night. God bless.